And away we go. It is a Monday night here at the Marion County Fair, brought to you by Poet, WGH Radio's broadcast. Scott Spears along with Matt Morgan on a very hot and stifling Monday night, to be sure. Boy, Matt, it is hot out here. It is a muggy, warm Monday night for sure.
It'd be pretty rough if we were sitting out in the sun. I think where we're at, it doesn't feel too bad. My car says it's 91 degrees, though, so it's pretty warm.
91 degrees, and I see some royalty coming, a lot of royalty coming our way. Now, they are, go see what can happen with these people. We'll see if we can get them on the program here, but I'll tell you what, it is a time here at the Marion County Fair. Scott Spears broadcasting live on WGH Talk Radio. It is a great night, to be sure, and what fun we are having here. Now, all these broadcasts are brought to you by Poet, and we will be on tomorrow morning from 8 to 10 a.m. from the Picnic Pavilion, and all kinds of great stuff coming here from the Marion County Fair. All right, we've got some guests joining us here from the Marion County Fair. All right, who do we have with us?
I'm Jordan Buckland. I'm the 2026 Marion County Fair King.
All right.
I'm Kyla Conley, and I'm the Wyandotte County Fair King.
I'm Micah Barcel, and I'm the Wyandotte County Fair King.
I'm Anna LaBarge. I'm the 2026 Marion County Fair Queen.
All right. Now, what does it take to become royalty at these fairs?
You just have to fill out an application. And I know, like, every county is really different. Ours, we vote. Like, the kids vote. Like, we do, like, a kind of vote. So we also have interviews, too.
So for Wyandotte County Fair, you have to put in an application. And then fair groups have to nominate you. And then after that, you go into an interview and dinner. So you sit down and have an interview with, like, two judges.
Same thing? Ditto. All right. What is your favorite part of the fair? We'll start over here this time.
I just love showing the animals and getting to know new people.
Me personally, I like the fair food.
Fair food?
I love seeing everyone from the community come together to celebrate agriculture in many ways.
I would say definitely not the stress, but just like how everybody has fun and you make really good memories.
Now, what is your favorite fair food?
Mine would probably be the lamb stand. Get a lamb patty or get a Baba burger, which has two lamb patties on it.
This is a really hard question, but I'd have to go with deep fried Oreos, but specifically our Junior Fair Board milkshakes from our lunch stand.
Nice.
I'm going to go with deep fried Oreos.
I'd have to go with the Marion County Beef Stand pulled pork sandwiches.
Now, what is it like this year at the fair with this amazing heat that apparently we're going to have all this week? Still okay to be out here and enjoying yourself?
Well, I mean, I kind of have to with my animals, but it's just hard to keep all of them, like, healthy and just keep them cool during the day.
I think everybody should come out and support the fair.
I say embrace it. At least it's not cold and snowing.
You're going to be constantly sweating when you come out here, but it's still pretty fun, and you just got to make sure you drink a lot of water.
Now, the 250th anniversary of this country comes up July 4th, this coming Saturday. What's your favorite part of being an American?
I would probably say, like, the American way and how you can just, like, build your own dream here in America.
This is a really hard question. I wasn't prepared for this. I would say the pride you can take with being a part of it.
I'm probably going to say, like, the freedom everybody has as an American.
This is a really hard question, but I'd say just being a part of something bigger than yourself.
Now, I'm going to give you guys time to think about this final question, because I want you to give our final statement. Give a pitch to come out to the Marion County Fair. In just 1 second, I'll give each of you a second to give a pitch. This is WGH Talk Radio's broadcast from the Marion County Fair. It is brought to you by Poet. We will be back with you tomorrow morning, 8:15 until 10 a.m., and every night from 7:15 until 8 p.m. So what's the pitch to come out to the Marion County Fair?
I would probably have to say you can come in the morning if you're a morning person. You can watch shows. If you're more of an afternoon person, you can come watch the tractor pull, chuff truck, or just any of the grandstand events. It's pretty cool. And you know it's hot, but you get a lot of really good fair food.
This isn't my hometown fair, so I don't know much about it, but in the little time that I've been here, I can tell you that everyone here takes pride in being a part of this fair, and it's amazing to see all these fairs come together and bring everyone together.
This is not my fair as well, but I'm going to say, come out and enjoy your time here and enjoy the grandstand events.
I'd also say just come out, even though it's hot. We have great food and just the environment's amazing here.
Well, thanks, guys, for stopping by. I appreciate it. Congratulations. Thank you. All right, some royalty from the Marion County Fair and the Wyandotte County Fair here on WGH Talk Radio. Matt, what do you make of that?
I don't know. I was going to, I don't know. The last question, they should have been like, I don't like, you know, hit them with like the three Fs.
The three Fs.
Yep. Family, food, and fun.
Well, you know, there are different reasons that people come out to the fair, but it is stifling out here tonight. And that's okay, but we're surviving.
Well, I think it's, you know, I like the fair. I mean, it gets hot where it depends on where you are, especially if you were walking around. I'm sure it would get, you know, really warm. But, you know, like I said, we're sitting where we're at. It's not that bad. We're sitting, you know, got three trees shading us.
It's like a humid, dry heat.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty humid. Humidity does me good, though. It makes my hair curl up.
Like you need more things going on with your hair. My goodness gracious. Now, let people know. I got to run over here and do something. But let people know what fun we had this morning on the show and what you enjoy about the Marion County Fair.
All right. So, yes. Well, I mean, this morning was good. I mean, we had Sean joined us. We had our the first fair queen turn us down. I guess she was the, let me get this right here. I'm pretty sure I said it wrong last time. I think she's the Marion County Junior Fair Princess or something, or the Junior Marion County. No, she's the she's the Dairy Princess. Oh, Junior Dairy Princess. Marion County Junior Dairy Princess, I think, is what it is. I'm, close enough. But, yes, for first person to turn us down. Although she was nice about it. I mean, I've just had people say, you know, no, and then keep walking before. I've had people not stop when I was trying, you know, I had to, like, keep walking with them. So, you know, she was nice. She was like, you know, no, thank you. And then that was pretty much it. I was like, all right, well, thanks. But, yeah, so there was that. Like I said, Sean was with us. Sean didn't do a whole lot of talking. I don't know if he did any talking, actually, which is interesting. I don't know. I'm not sure what's up with that. But, nonetheless, Sean was there. I mean, it was good. We talked about the schedule, which I would go over right now for you wonderful people if I had the schedule. The schedule, I do believe, is at my house. I took a shower before I came back out. It was pretty warm this morning when I came to the fair. So I left and took a shower in between. But nonetheless, I do believe, I guess 11's already passed, but I don't know. I think Tough Truck today at 7 is what it is. Nonetheless, Grandstand always has something good going on, so you don't want to miss that. And like I said, I mean, I like the fair. I mean, that was, I guess, the second part of the questions got it asked. The fair is always good because, you know, I like the fair food, obviously. I come and hang out with my friends. I like everything that they got going on at the Grandstands, as you know, usual. And the Derby, you know, like I usually say. I mean, every year I have loads of people from my family who run in the Derby, and so I like to watch the Derby. Now, last year I had a few people in my family run. Nobody did. Nobody won, but they ran. Last year we did call play-by-play on the Derby, I do believe.
That was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
It might have been. Nonetheless, we should do that again. I think that was good. I like the Derby. I mean, it's loud. I don't know how it came off, you know, on the broadcast, but the Derby is always good.
Didn't somebody about get killed last year? Isn't that what happened?
Yes. Yeah. There was somebody who got into an injury and they had to stop the thing, and then like in between the time that the Derby was stopped and they got this person off the field, there was probably a good, you know, 25 minutes in between. So, you know, luckily nobody, I guess, was all that hurt. I asked one of my cousins who was in the Derby, and they said that they just had, I think it was a broken rib. So I guess it was nothing too terrible. So nobody died, luckily.
We don't like death at the Marion County Fair. There's an interesting thing going on over my left shoulder here. We're in front of the Arts and Crafts tent. Now, it's some kind of big animals that people are riding with their children on a green carpet. I don't know what that is.
I walked by it earlier. I think they're like animal racers or something is what they're called. I don't remember. But yeah, they I don't know. I guess you I assume they're rented. But you like I would assume pay. I don't really know. But then you're just gonna I guess drive around an animal. They're like electric. They're like they're animals that you can sit on, but they're like electric bikes or like more like electric quads. I guess they have four wheels. But yeah, interesting nonetheless.
You know, I think it's interesting. We're sitting outside of the arts and crafts tent here, and there's not a person in it. The I believe that's the 4-H building right in front of us has shut up for the night, and there is nobody on any of the benches around us. That will just tell you how hot and nasty it is out here tonight.
Yes, I see one person in the arts and crafts behind us, but they're manning the table. And yes, I watched the 4-H lady close the door. So they're either closing up or they just decided that they were letting out too much cool air. But I figure you're going to want some ventilation. I wouldn't want that door shut.
Well, it's just so hot here at the Marion County Fair tonight. But these people are doing a great job to come out here and sit and man their booths and man their buildings. I think the people here at the fair do a tremendous job, and that is great. And this week, I'll tell you, this is the first 90-degree week we've had all year. And wouldn't you know, it would fall during the fair week.
Have you seen Buckeye Guy?
No, I have not seen Buckeye Guy.
I also have not seen Buckeye Guy. That's unfortunate.
He might not be able to take the heat.
Well, you know, I don't blame him. You know, the whole get-up he's got probably, it's probably pretty toasty.
I don't know. Well, what is the current temperature right now? I'm sure it's in the low 90s. Now, again, these broadcasts from the Marion County Fair, WGH Talk Radio, are brought to you by Poet, and we thank them for that. We're on the air 8 to 10 every morning and 7 to 8 every night.
So, according to my phone, it is 88 degrees and sunny, but with a high of 90 and a low of 75, but it feels like 98.
It feels like 98 degrees right now, even though it's 88. So that's the humidity that's gotten us up to 98 degrees. It's near 100-degree feeling-like temperatures out here right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm sweating, but I don't know that it's actually sweat. It could just be all that recondensed water.
Oh, you know, you got to stay hydrated in weather like this.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, dehydration is, well, it's hydrating is always good for you in general. You know, one time I drinking too much water isn't good for you. Like, you have to drink a lot of water, but drinking a lot of water is not good for you. And there's some kind of negative side effects. And when I was in, middle school, I was real curious. So I tried to do this, and I drank, something like 10 to 12 bottles of water in like 30 minutes. And I just had to go to the bathroom a lot. I was always going to the bathroom every like 10 minutes, it seemed like.
So that was the oppressive effect?
I don't really remember what it was supposed to do, but it was supposed to do some kind of something or another. I don't remember. But yeah, no, terrible idea, because come to find out later that people can actually die from drinking too much water. And I don't know what a lethal dose of water is, but I don't know, 12 bottles in 30 minutes probably is not safe.
Well, the body is 80% water.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I did know that.
So that's why you've always got to stay hydrated. That's why when you first go to the hospital, when they do the blood test, the first thing they check is your hydration levels.
I'm telling you, water is like oil for people, you know. You got to keep your cars oiled, and you got to keep yourself watered.
It can make you sound delirious. It can make you do a lot of things. Now, I'm seeing a lot of kids here right now, and everybody has got red faces, and they're almost moving in slow motion. It is so hot. I don't think there's ever been a year where the heat has been like this. Now, I think the humidity is part of the problem. What are you doing?
Got to get my hair off my neck. It's hot.
Well, now, why do you have a big mop of hair like that?
I don't know. I like my hair.
You need to get out some scissors tonight and just cut it off.
No, I did think about going and getting a my hair trimmed, though, because, I haven't had my hair cut in probably, 3 years at this point, so I probably got pretty close to something like 4 inches of dead hair. I don't know what the, conversion rate is there, but I'd guess, probably something like 4 inches of dead hair, so I thought about going to get my hair, get all the dead hair cut off.
I don't know if people like the scraggly look.
It would look less scraggly if I got all the dead hair cut off. That's why I look so scraggly.
So why do you like the long hair?
I don't know. I really couldn't tell you. I mean, I got curls, and if I had hair the length of yours, my hair wouldn't be curly. So I like the curls. My grandpa John always had long hair. My grandpa Kevin has long hair. I mean, I don't know. Just one of the. It's just one of those things, I guess.
So you're saying this is a family trait?
I probably got it from one of them, I guess. But I mean, I used to cut my hair short, but then I just stopped one point in time. And then I liked my hair like, I don't know, like up here. I know the listeners can't see it, but like, you know, I like my hair shorter, but long enough to curl. And then at one point I just got lazy and stopped cutting it. And then I was like, you know, long hair is pretty all right. So I started, and I was like, oh, I like the long hair.
Now, I do want to let people know that we'll have some of these pictures with the royalty, fair royalty, from the Wyandotte County Fair and the Marion County Fair that we talked to here tonight. We'll have those pictures available on the Facebook page tonight and tomorrow morning. I thought those were four great kids.
The fair people, the fair queens and kings. Yeah, I agree. I mean, they answered the questions, you know, pretty well. I mean, considering they had no prep time.
Well, no, we don't do the prep interviews here on this station. Now, what politicians will arise this week, we do not know, but we're interested to see.
Yes, I'm excited. I hope that it's either, hopefully it's Vivek Ramaswamy. I think that'd be pretty cool. But, or Jay Edwards. I think it would be cool to see Jay Edwards, too, just because, I mean, he's endorsed by the vice president. That's always cool.
You know, it'd be interesting if Jay Edwards came to the fair. I don't know what the feeling is right now amongst Jay Edwards, but it'd be interesting to see him.
What do you mean amongst Jay Edwards? Like how his people feel about coming to the fair?
Well, I interviewed him on the station here for 45 minutes back March. No, for February. It was during State of the Union time. And I got the impression that, I don't know, he's running for treasurer.
It was the day after the State of the Union, wasn't it? Because he went with Bernie Moreno.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. What were you saying?
No, I think he's running for treasurer, and we also had Seth Walsh on, I think, prior to that or around that time or something like that. I don't know if that threw him off his game. I don't know.
Is my face burnt?
No, it's not burnt.
Okay.
Sweaty, but not burnt.
Okay. I was just going to say, I keep wiping sweat from my face, and I'd assume it's the flannel, but, like, I don't know, it feels like I got sunburned now. I assume the flannel's just getting to it, you know?
We're sitting in the shade.
I guess, but I don't know. I burn pretty easily. I mean, I guess there's no sun, but you can burn on a cloudy day. Same concept, I guess.
You've got to have sun to burn.
No, I mean, you can burn on a shady day, cloudy day.
From what?
Because the sun's not what burns you. It's the I don't know, radiation or whatever. It's the UV rays. Yeah, there you go.
You think the UV rays are coming through the trees?
Maybe. I mean, there's a big old gap right above us.
I'm not worried about it. I think we're fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you saw me after I came back from Put-in Bay. I was all kinds of burnt up then.
Why didn't you put on some sunscreen?
Sorry. Not Put-in Bay. It was Sonic Temple.
Yeah, why didn't you put on some sunscreen?
Because I'm too good for sunscreen? I don't know.
Oh.
My friend's mom offered me sunscreen like three times, and I was like, no, I'll be all right.
Well, you weren't. You weren't. You were bad shape when you came back.
No, see, I'm good right now. See, look at that. I'm all right. I didn't lie.
I think your face is peeling.
No, not yet, but I think that by the end of the fair, it might be peeling.
I do want to let everybody know we're broadcasting live from the Marion County Fair here. It is Fair Week. This is the WGH Radio live broadcast, 7:15 to 8 p.m., brought to you by the people at Poet. We've already had Fair Royalty on tonight, Marion County Fair Royalty, as well as Wyandotte County Fair Royalty.
What does POET stand for? Is it an acronym?
I don't know.
You don't know what it stands for?
You always ask the silliest questions. Why don't we have these conversations off the air?
I don't think about it off the air. I don't know. If I don't ask on the air, then I'm going to forget. And then I'll never
Google it.
I can look it up. Yeah, we could find out.
I think POET is probably an acronym for something. Yes.
Do you have a guess of what it stands for?
No, but I don't know what this has to do with the fair. We can have this conversation in the studio.
I just need the ease ethyl.
Okay. Terrific.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty good if Jay Edwards came to the fair. Oh. I think that's what we were talking about before I went off topic there.
Why don't you go see if there's anybody at the Republican 10 over there who would want to come over and talk?
As far
anybody.
Politicians or just people in general?
We'll just see who's over there.
All right.
If anybody looks interested, you dragon. Ask him if Jay Edwards will be coming anytime this week. Ask him about that.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. Well, Matt's going over to the Republican tent here. Boy, this should be exciting. And I'm here broadcasting on a bench at the Marion County Fair as the sun is starting to go behind the clouds here on a Monday evening. This broadcast brought to you by Poet here at the Marion County Fair, 34 minutes past the hour, about 26 minutes left in our broadcast tonight. Now, we'll see how fast Matt can make it over to the Republican tent. I'm not sure who might be over there or who is over there, but we hope it's somebody of great interest. And if they return and join our broadcast, who knows what they will bring. See, broadcasting at the fair is kind of like picking up hitchhikers on the side of the road, because you never know who's about to come and who's about to join your broadcast. But we are going to have somebody join our broadcast momentarily, even if it is Matt. And maybe if he's lucky over at the Republican tent, maybe, he'll be able to find somebody who knows what poet means. Now, I see a sheriff's vehicle has just pulled up here. It's over by the, looks like the picnic pavilion. I'm not sure what that deputy's doing. Looks like he's opening the back of his SUV at this particular point on this hot night. I would imagine weather like this keeps the sheriff deputies very, very busy because it is hot. Now, I see him possibly getting back into his vehicle. No, I think he's just locking the door, and he's going to go out and about and see what's going on. Now, I did see that he had some Gatorade there, so he's staying hydrated. Now, remember, if you're listening to this while you're walking around here at the Marion County Fair, you want to stay hydrated. Now, you can have the Gatorade, which has the electrolytes in it, or you can have the water, which will also help. Neither of which I have right now. Now, in the background, I believe you can hear the tough truck. Let's see here. Somebody's asking where we are. Hold on. We are in front of the Arts and Crafts building right now, sitting on a bench in front of the Arts and Crafts building. So we may have a guest arriving anytime soon. Boy, I hope so. Here we go. Well, maybe somebody will be coming near soon. We can only hope. But it's a nice night here at the fair. I enjoy Marion County Fair. You know, there are some open parking spots here close to where I am, which again I think speaks to the heat of tonight. Unfortunately, muggy heat like this, apparently it feels like 98 degrees, can make you feel this way. Very, very oppressive, hot heat is what it is. Just very, very hot heat here. Now, Matt went over to visit with the Republicans, and I have no idea where Matt went. We hope he shows back up here with a Republican soon. I don't know who he'd show up with, but it's got to be somebody at this particular point. A lot of people still arriving here at the fair. That's nice. Enjoying themselves. Now, where is Matt? Is he getting shook down there at the Republican tent? All this is brought to you by Poet. You come out to the Marion County Fair and join us here. You can come over and visit us right now. We're in front of the Arts and Crafts building. We were in the picnic pavilion, but we were having some reception issues down there. At this particular point, Matt might get back just before the broadcast ends. That's seemingly how this thing is running. 38 minutes past the hour, about 22 minutes left in our big program. The fair royalty has been fun. I certainly hear the tough truck in the background. A lot of stuff going on there and a lot of stuff going on at the Marion County Fair. Now remember, our broadcast will resume at 8:15 tomorrow morning till 10 a.m. Now we've got some special guests that will join us during the course of this week. Linda Sims, I believe, will be here one morning. Terry Tackett will be here, I believe, one morning. I believe Mary Ellen Withrow will be joining us. There's all kinds of fun stuff coming up this week, and the big crescendo of this week, the big finale, is what? The 250th anniversary of this country coming up on Friday, or Saturday, excuse me. Saturday is the 4th of July. 250th anniversary of our country. What fun it will be. Now, there's a mechanical bull. I do not remember there being a mechanical bull in past years here at the Marion County Fair. That may be a new thing. I don't remember that in past years. I'll have to ask Matt about that. But there is a mechanical bull under a blue and white tarp, not too far from where we're broadcasting here. Now, I don't know. Maybe Matt has been eaten. I don't know where he went. You know, Matt's an interesting type of person. He finds somebody to talk to, and he forgets that we're doing a live broadcast here. And we don't have any guests at this particular point. But I'm willing to riff here and just keep on talking. But I thank the people at Poet for giving us the ability to do this talking each and every day here. It looks like somebody's on the mechanical bull over there at this particular point. You know, I don't know if I would want to run or ride a mechanical bull at the fair on a day in which it feels like 98 degrees. That would seem a little rough. Now, across from me here, I see these animals. Looks like a panda, a giraffe, some kind of pink animal, some kind of blue animal, and it looks like kind of looks like Dumbo, an elephant. Now, again, I don't know what the connotation is in riding these animals, but I did see a parent and a child on them earlier. 40 minutes past the hour here from the Marion County Fair. And I don't know what Matt's doing. But we're having a good time. I hope you're enjoying this time that we're spending together here. Brought to you by Poet. You know, the fairs have a sound, to be sure. The fairs have a sound. You can hear the trucks in the background. You can hear the roar of the machines. You know, and I will tell you one thing about where we're located at this particular point. We are located, oh, there's a squirrel over there. We are located very close to the French waffle stand. Now, anybody who knows me knows that my favorite part, my favorite fair food, I should say, are the French waffles. I love the French waffles. You get 12 of them, and I don't think the inflation price has hit those quite yet. So I love the French waffles, and we are very, very close to them. So I might go home tonight with some French waffles. You'll have to listen to the broadcast in the morning to see if I ended up with some of those. 42 minutes past the hour here. Still no sign of Matt. Now, you have to understand, the Republican tent is probably 30 feet from where we are. Now, the Democrats do not have a booth this year. But you would not think it would take this kind of time for Matt to be doing whatever he's doing. So, here we are. You know, if he brings somebody back, we're not going to have time to put him on the air. Because we're not going to have enough time left in the program. So I guess it's one of those things. Sean's out there listening. He says he likes the elephant ears. You know, I don't know if Abby's out there listening or not. She was listening this morning. She has not said anything about the program. She asked where we were located. I don't know if her son's going to stop by or not. I hope so. We've got about 17 minutes left in the broadcast. It'd be good if he stopped by. I haven't seen him in a while. Oh, here comes Matt. And lo and behold, he has nobody with him. Oh, he's got a bunch of paperwork. Well, don't be telling anybody any secrets. They got to come out to the fair and find out themselves. Okay, don't worry about that right now. But what happened with getting a Republican over here? Who's over there?
Sean Barr is over there. Matt Pollock is over there. And, Brian from the Board of Elections. I can't think of his last name.
Oh, okay. Yes. So, what did you find out about what is that you've got?
They just have a whole bunch of stuff over there, and they kept asking me if I wanted it. I was like, yeah, free stuff. Happy 4th of July. I think this is a plane, he said. I don't know. I got me a nice little America 250 pin.
That what? America 250 pin? Would you get one for me?
No.
Well, I'm going to disappear for 20 minutes like you just did.
I had a nice little conversation with
I know. Do you know we're doing a show over here?
I didn't want to.
And you came back with nobody.
They didn't want to come.
Imagine.
You know?
So what's that you got there?
I was told it's a plane. I don't know. I didn't put it together.
Let me see that. Let me see that. No, not that. The other thing you got there.
Oh. That's Vivek's. So I got a Vivek pamphlet, and I also got a vote yes for stronger city government. I think this is for the staggered terms, I do believe.
Now this is interesting. This is a picture of Vivek Ramaswamy from Rust Belt to the Platinum Belt. While President Trump receives our conviction in America, we need a leader here at home who will receive our conviction in Ohio. That's why I am running to be the governor of Ohio, the greatest state in the nation. The one where I was born and raised, a state that's real, a state that will lead the way in national revival. Vivek Ramaswamy, state of excellence, Vivek, for Ohio. Let's see here. I believe in the merit and rule of law. I believe that people we elect to run the government ought to be the ones who actually run the government. And I believe we stand for truth and we can speak the truth without fear of retaliation from the government. Well, that's very good. Now here, well, this is right off the bat. God is real.
About that. Okay.
All right. Number two, there are two genders. Number three, fossil fuels are a requirement for human flourishing.
I don't know about human flourishing, but we certainly rely on fossil fuels more than we realize.
Reverse racism is racism.
Reverse racism.
I'd like to ask him about that. An open border is not a border. Like Ohio's borders?
I think the open borders are fine, personally. Immigration is always a good thing, as far as I'm concerned.
Parents determine the education for their children.
I don't think that's a good idea.
A nuclear family isn't a bad word. The greatest form of governance known to mankind.
I don't think anybody said that a nuclear family was a bad word.
Capitalism is the best system known to man to lift us up from poverty.
I can definitely not concur with that.
There are three branches of government, not four. Is that a shot at the media? What is that?
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that one. I don't know what he's...
What does that mean?
I don't know what he's referring to.
The U.S. Constitution is the strongest and greatest guarantor of freedom in human history.
I guess. I mean, I don't know about human history. I'm sure there's probably a better document somewhere, but the Constitution's pretty good.
So that's what we stand for.
That's what I think he stands for.
And they sent you home with this, huh?
Yep. Well, actually, I asked if I could have that.
Vivek is a business leader and New York Times best-selling author. The left-leaning media has called him one of the intellectual godfathers of the anti-woke movement, Politico, and the right-leading anti-ESG crusader, Axios and Bloomberg. He was dubbed the CEO of anti-woke by the New Yorker. The movements are now popularized in mainstream conservative thought.
What are the thoughts?
I don't know. Well, now you know all about Vivek. He's certainly telling you what he's for and against.
I'm voting for him.
You're in on Vivek?
Yep. They gave me a whole bunch of stuff, and now I feel like he's the right guy.
Jeez. Well, go get me an America 250 pen. I don't care about the plane.
I don't really care about the plan. I'm just trying to figure out how to put it together, though.
Are you going to go over and take care of that? Sure. What are you doing?
Okay.
All right, people.
All right. I make music.
What's your name?
KBeyondThat. K.BeyondThat on all platforms.
What kind of music do you make?
I rap.
Well, rap some here right now.
All right. Pistol packing in the club, tone two guns. Made a couple bags and hitting plays and making new funds. Shorty not giving it up, I need some new buns. Knock a cracker out of Jordan ones and make his shoes run.
Did you write that yourself?
I wrote that myself.
Yeah, let's hear the song. Now this is available on the website, right? People can get this on the website. Yeah. Tell them the website again.
All right, it's K.BeyondThat on all platforms.
All right, we're going to hear the song in a second. How do you feel about Vivek Ramaswamy?
I love it.
You do?
Or do I not?
Well, I don't know if you do or not.
I don't know what he does. What is it?
He's running for governor.
Running for governor. Oh.
He's a Republican.
Okay, I messed with that.
So you're in? Here we go. Is this the song?
All right, ready?
All right.
Off.
Oh, no, that was good, though.
So, I'll be at the Popcorn Festival performing this year.
Oh, really? We're at what time?
Saturday, and I think it's around, like 5 to 7 around that time.
Well, that's nice. Well, let us know, WGH Talk Radio, and you can come on before the Popcorn Festival.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you for stopping by.
Yep.
Take care. Yep. Bye-bye. All right. Matt, what'd you make?
I put a plan together.
Did you get me a pin and a little spongy, gooby, gummy thing, wristband?
You can have the wristband. The pin's mine.
No, well, go get me a pin. I'm sure they know me over there.
You can go get a pin.
I'm busy right now. I'm doing a broadcast.
I don't want that thing. I want this thing.
Well, do they have other ones like this, or they all look like this?
They all look like that.
Well, go over and get me a pin before they run out. It's day one.
I'll get a pin.
I'm going to see if they'll get me a pin. Just go over there and say, Scott, what... No, go over and ask. He's got one. See if they give you a pin. I can't leave you here alone.
I'm sure they'll give you a pin.
Are you going to go over and get me a pin?
Why? Why can't you get a pin?
Because I'm doing a broadcast right now.
Well, I could be doing a broadcast.
Oh, maybe. Jury's out on that one. I don't know about that.
But I went and talked to the head of...
What about Jay Edwards? Is he going to be here or what?
I'm not gonna lie. Forgot to ask. By the time
the whole reason you went over there.
I went over there to see if I could get somebody to come over here, and they didn't want to.
Well, that's nice.
and then I had a conversation with them. Ah. Had a conversation it was mainly with Sean Barber, but Matt Pollitt gave me the literature.
Well, tell us why we should vote yes for the local things.
All right. Yeah, I can do that. So now's a good time to get a pen. Alrighty, so according to this here flyer I was given to by the Republican Party of Marion, vote yes for stronger city government, a common sense improvement for Marion's future. What does this proposal do? Changes Marion City Council terms for from 2 years to 4 years. Changes the president of council's term from 2 years to 4 years. Establishes staggered elections so only a portion of council is elected every 2 years. Keeps voters in control through regular elections. So, city council and the council president will go from 2 years to 4 years, doubling their time. I do believe they'd have to get reelected before this happens, I would assume. I don't think you could just push something like this and then have it happen as it is. Well, also, it has to come through the next election cycle anyways, because people have to vote for it. Speaking of voting for it, why vote yes? Better long-term planning, according to this thing. There's some literature under it, too, but I don't really want to read all of that. So, I don't know, I guess we could. Road improvements, economic development, public safety initiatives, and city investments often take years to complete. Four-year terms allow elected officials to focus on results instead of constantly running for re-election. More stability, less turnover. Under the current system, every council seat can change at the same election. This proposal ensures experienced members remain on council while new voices continue to be elected. Elections will still happen every 2 years. Voters will continue to have a choice in city government every 2 years. The difference is that the only part of the council will be elected at a time, creating continuity while maintaining accountability. And last but not least, according to this Why Vote Yes section, a proven system. Many Ohio cities use four-year staggered terms because they provide stability, preserve institutional knowledge, and improve long-range planning. All right, they also have a fact versus fiction section here, even though they don't have any fiction listed. We have fact, voters still elect their representatives. Fact, council members remain accountable to the public. Fact, no current elected official's term is shortened. Fact, the only change only takes effect if Marion voters approve it. So, yeah, I mean, I guess the question on the ballot, it shows you how it'll be listed on the ballot, I guess, so that's pretty cool. And yeah, vote yes, and then as you know, for continuity, for accountability for Marion's future, a stronger council, better long-term planning, continued voter oversight, paid for by the Marion Republican Party. There's nothing on the back, so there is that. But yes, I went over to the Republican tent, had a conversation with them, got some literature. That was good. Rebecca Little Literature. I think I got this last year, maybe. I don't know if it's the same one. You know, can't be the same one. They didn't let you get one?
They were closed.
They were closed.
Yes, they must have knew you were coming and they ran away.
They saw me come and said, well, gotta close up shop.
Every time the media shows up, they run away. See, and now I don't have a pin.
Should've went.
You're very inconsiderate at the Marion County Fair.
Selfish is a good word, too.
No, inconsiderate. You should have said, I have somebody with me who might like to celebrate the anniversary of this country.
They know.
And they said, don't give him one?
Well, that's not exactly how it went.
Or did you say, well, let me get him one?
No, I had gone over there, and I said, how is it going? Talked to him for a little bit, and I said, hey, would you guys like to come and do an interview, you know? And then they said they were like, no, we're good. And they were like, I mean,
so you didn't get the question answered. You went over there to ask about Jay Edwards, and you got a pin that we did not, and you did not get one for me. You achieved nothing.
I went over there to ask if they wanted to come on, and they did not want to come on.
But that wasn't the question you went over there to ask. You went over there to find out. Now, Jay Edwards could be here tomorrow, and now we won't know.
Well, the question I had planned to ask was are there any state-level officials that you guys know are going to be here?
Listen, I got the inside track on that, but I don't have the inside track on Jay Edwards.
Well, I figure they could say yes, and I'll be like, well, who is it?
Well, I don't think Jay Edwards is going to draw a crowd. Talk loud, draw a crowd.
I think Jay Edwards could draw a crowd. I mean, he doesn't have the name recognition of Vivek Ramaswamy, but the man was endorsed by J.D. Vance.
By the way, my prediction, what do I get if I... Nobody's offered me any... you owe me 12 waffles, French waffles, if Vivek Ramaswamy shows up to this fair. Because I said that last Wednesday, and I've stayed steady to the task with that prediction. Now, if he doesn't show up, what do you want?
I don't think this is a good deal.
I made that prognostication.
I mean, I think that you should. I don't even know what there is to buy at the fair. I get food, but I haven't. I used to go to Mike's Deli every day. We were here, and I haven't seen Mike's Deli today, and it's pretty upsetting. Not gonna lie.
Right. So what's the bet with 4 minutes left to go on this broadcast? You're down one day. You didn't show up today.
I don't know. He's probably going to pick a better day to show up, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Like when it was about 99 degrees out here?
Well, I guess. I think we should, I don't know. I mean, I think. How much does 12 waffles cost?
I don't know. There are waffle stands right over there. Run over real quick. Now, don't, like you do with the Republicans, don't be talking to these people. Let's go see how much 12 waffles. They're right, it's right there.
Oh, no, it'll be all right. I think that should...
In a large diet.
I would bet that Amy Acton doesn't show up.
No, that's not... No, I agree with that.
Well, I agree that there's a good chance that Rebecca...
But I think they might need a doctor here, so I wish you would show up.
Rebecca needs to get this kind of, you know, the rural votes. If he doesn't come here, he's going to have to go to some county fair, at least a nearby.
Right, so I get 12 waffles and a large diet Coke, and if he doesn't show up, you get what?
But I think he's probably going to come.
Yeah, but you did not make that prediction when I did last Wednesday on the television program, when I found out the Democrats were not having a booth.
Okay.
So my prediction goes way back. I have a big prognostic. You can't come here now and say, well, you know, I think he's going to come. You had to make it then.
I mean, it's not a prediction. I'm in agreement with your prediction. There's a difference.
So you don't want anything when he doesn't show up. He might not show up.
I'm not giving you 12 waffles.
I think that's the way it goes. You don't want to welch on a bet.
I didn't make the bet.
You know, back in the old days in Ohio, if you welched on a bet, they broke your knees.
Yeah, I can imagine. That sounds about right.
What if I could hire one of those guys for the fair? By the way, this is all brought to you by Poet right here, this big broadcast. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 8:15. Who knows who will be here tomorrow? I do know Linda Sims will be here later in the week. I do know Terry Tackett will be here later in the week. You'll be here as the week progresses. I know Sean will be back later in the week. Mary Ellen will be here at some point along this week. I mean, we got big guests all week long. Who knows who will be here?
Time flew on by.
Yeah. It's a real... Well, you were spent 20 minutes over there at the Republican tent while I was just sitting here staring at the sky. Wish those rappers would have came over then.
Well, I had a nice conversation with the people at the Republican
and
tent.
You got yourself a 250th pin, and you did not get me a pin. How selfish.
I can agree to that, yeah.
At least we understand each other. All right, well, we're going to wrap this up tonight. We'll be back with you at 8:15 tomorrow morning, 8 to 10. Tune us in. Don't miss it. Who knows who will be here? There's a squirrel here tonight. Maybe that'll be the guest in the morning. I don't want the plane. The plane's all yours. And you can take that Vivek pamphlet with you as well. All right, for how much time do we got left in this broadcast?
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
15, well, that's enough time to stay from the Marion County Fair. Matt Morgan, Scott Spears on this Monday night, day number one, heading for the dugout. Tune in tomorrow, 8:15 until 10 a.m.